Well, good evening, UEC. I'm grateful to be here and bring the word tonight. But just as we do that, just want to say how grateful I am for UBC and this church body and my family is. Just have grown tremendously through the internship and just our time here at UBC. So grateful for that. But before we go into the word, I would love to pray with you. So if you bow your heads with me. God, we come, and Lord, as we approach your word, God, we pray that we would do so humbly. God, that our hearts would be pliable. God, that you would shape and mold us to be like your Son. Amen. Well, this evening we have the opportunity to dive into Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. And as you turn there, I just want to give you a brief context of what Paul and who Paul is writing to. And Paul is writing to the Ephesians to equip the church to protect against future problems while encouraging them to mature in their faith. And so Paul, he's divided his letter here into two main sections. Chapter 1 through 3 would present gospel doctrine, which would be right thinking about God. And then chapters 4 through 6, he would present us with gospel practice, that we would have right living. So right thinking should always lead toward right living, or another way of saying it is gospel doctrine should lead to healthy gospel culture. And so as we approach Ephesians 5 verse 2, Paul is encouraging the Christians because of their new life in Christ. He's telling them to walk in love. Because of the work of Christ in you, let the work of Christ work through you in your life, that you would walk in love. So if you'd follow with me as I read chapter 5, verse 2, which is also in your new pew Bibles there in front of you again, page 978. So it says, "And walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Let's read that one more time. "And walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." So the main point this evening is that walking in love is self-sacrificing. That walking in love is self-sacrificing. If we are to walk in love, then we have to first answer the question, like, what is love? Well, that's a very complex question. What is love? But if we were looking at two ways, what does the world say about love and what does Scripture say about love? We could say the world says about love that it is about acceptance, or often rooted